Good evening, and hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Been waiting a while for to do that. Today's gospel reading struck my heart very nearly and dearly, and because it's about going, it's about sharing the good news. As N.T. Wright says, the good news and the gospel that we hear tonight in this reading is going outward. It's not about us staying on top of the mountain and being nurtured by God. That's part of it, but the most important part of it is that we're on our way, and as we're on our way, to share the good news so that all may know that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. You all know about things that happen in our lives, right? Like, sometimes we call these accidents when you're at the wrong place at the wrong time. But are they really accidents? Or is there a divine purpose within those? Either for you or for someone else. But we've also experienced times in our lives when we're at the right place and at the right time, right? Like maybe at our marriage or the birth of our kids or coming home from deployment or which is coming back from sea after being gone for 9 months to a year or so. But anyway, when that happens, you're at the right place at the right time, and you're full of joy. And sometimes there's anxiety and fear, right? And, but you know, it's like when Barb and I first got married, I mean, it was like I was very fearful. I was very anxious because, and I couldn't eat. She thought she was the worst cook in the world because I couldn't eat anything. But I was very excited and joyful. But the problem was, I was just so upset because I'd been about me, and now I have the responsibility of another person. And I took that very seriously. And then, you know, talking about divine appointments that you don't know are divine appointments. And this is what these women tonight see and happen to them. They're on their way doing what they're called to do. They were on their way. They were there at the cross. They observed the Sabbath. And they returned to the grave that early morning, doing what they intended to do and what they planned to do. And they came to finish preparing the body after the Sabbath. And they're probably having this discussion between them if they were talking at all, but each of them thinking, how are we going to roll away that stone? What about those guards? What are we going to do with them? And as they're wondering and pondering these things, guess what? Behold, an earthquake and an angel. The stone was rolled away. The guards were taken care of because they were stunned and fainted. And the stone wasn't rolled away to let Jesus out. That wasn't necessary. But it was rolled away so that they could get in. Think about that. I'm going to pause for a minute. When I was in the Navy and I was going to the command of my first ship, everybody else that had orders, there's about 20 of us that were in CO school, all got their orders changed except me. They went to different ships, different commands, and other things. And I didn't. And I researched the ship, and I looked into it and everything else. And the motto of the ship was, be just and fear not. I said, okay, well that's. I think the Lord's sending me there for a purpose. And so everybody else gets changed, but I'm still going to the same place after these 18 months of waiting and training and everything else. And I arrive, and I said to the Lord, what have you done? Because it was just an awful shape. And over time, I learned that I was there for a purpose, and that purpose was to glorify Him. But when you're in the midst of it, you don't see it. You don't fully understand what's happening, and you need to give the Lord time to work and to do what He does best. And so as we, this Saturday night, we waited upon the Lord, and then we witness not the resurrection, but the aftermath of the resurrection, and we know it to be true. So let us now, as we go with these women, to let the Lord God Almighty unfold to us His glorious hand. Because whether you know it or not, there's a hand above that guides us through thick and thin. Praise the Lord, and hallelujah. So first of all, these women are walking, they're going there. The earthquake happens, and the stones rolled away, and guess what? The guards are there. But they go in, and he says, behold. The angel makes a proclamation. The angel announces to these two something very important. I know you come to seek Jesus who was crucified, but he's not here. He is risen. And he's going on to Galilee where you will see him, just like he said. Okay, we walk on a little bit more. And they say, now come and see. See where he lay. And then go quickly and tell the disciples that he will see them in Galilee. Okay. So they do, they're being obedient, doing what they're supposed to do, but it's not what they planned to do, because there was no body there to anoint and to take care of. And so they're doing what they're supposed to do, and on their way, and how many times have we been on our way doing our agenda, when all of a sudden you get a still small voice that says, you need to stop, slow down, look over here, pray for somebody, talk to somebody, smile with somebody, give them a hug, whatever. But you need to be a blessing. And all of a sudden, behold, the Lord appears. And all of a sudden, you're like you've known each other for years. And you've made their day, and they have blessed you as well because you stopped and listened to the Lord. So they're on their way. They're going where they have to go. And then all of a sudden, wham, behold, Jesus appears to them. I like John's Gospel too, which we didn't read tonight. But in there, they're thinking he's a gardener and somebody else. And then he calls them by name, says, Mary. You know, he knows us by name. Hallelujah. And he calls him by name. He says, Mary. And they stop. They grab his feet, this gospel. And we know, like Father Eric said yesterday, guess what? He's not Casper the ghost. He's not a ghost. He's not a spirit. He has feet. And they're touching it. And they're holding him. And they're holding his feet. And I didn't know this until recently with my feet, that if you grab your feet in certain places, you can feel heartbeat and a pulse. And I imagine they're gripping so tight because they saw him crucified that they can feel his heartbeat as well. And then they let go and they bowed and they continue to bow down and they worship him as their Lord and Savior. They don't know how, they don't know why, they don't understand the mystery, but they have touched the living Lord. They have seen him with their own eyes. And now he says to them too, go quickly now and tell my brothers. You know, if that had been me, I mean, man, these guys deserted me and everything else. They left me high and dry. Man, you know, let's keelhaul them, you know. This is just crazy. But no, he says, you know, I'm not going to call him a shipmate or a brother. I'm going to say, okay. You couldn't even stand firm on your ground you're standing on and say, yes, that you knew me. You ran, everybody. But he didn't. I mean, forgiveness is abounding here, you know? And guess what? He says, go tell my brothers that they need to go to Galilee where they'll see me. What a message. You know, Deacon Gale said on Thursday night, which is very powerful, you cannot give what you haven't received. That is so true. If you haven't received the love of Christ, if you haven't received the Lord in your heart and mind and soul, how can you pass it on? How can you give it away if you don't have it? because he gave it to you to unwrap and to become a part of you so that you can share it with others. Wow. They have received, they've touched him, they've heard his voice, they felt his pulse. They get up and they run and they go to tell the brothers. Wow. You know, there's a lot of the commentaries say, well, why did he pick these two women? Well, I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is they were theirs, probably. They were there. But they had a divine appointment from the beginning to receive from the holy angel, to receive from Jesus himself, and then to pass it on to the brothers and to the rest of the world that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Amen. So we all need to realize that the gospel goes forth, and it goes forth from our Heavenly Father through Christ to us to the rest of the world. The rest of the world isn't going to know if we aren't outward and we're not going forward. John, or Michael Green says in his book, 30 Years That Changed the World, that the Word and the Spirit go forth together. And they go forth together because we share the Word and the Spirit goes with us. And because we listen to the Spirit, we're motivated by the Spirit to do what the Spirit tells us to do so that the others might embrace and know the living Lord and the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.